I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. I know you're not that much in the country, and of course I'm not either, but oddly some of the stuff I write and perform has a country tinge to it.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a few of them.
Probably because of the finger picking, the Travis picking. Well,
and then the lyrics.
You must recognize that voice. That's our good buddy John Tweet, formerly of Old Vern.
Yep, formerly.
And what's up next for you?
No idea. Whatever comes.
Yeah, I remember.
It's fine with me.
My band days back in the 60s and 70s, when one would break up, you always knew another one would come along, just like a bus, yeah.
Yeah, like women.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Hey, we have a new Facebook friend on Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show. Her name is Nina Smith. I met her last Saturday at Riverfest, and she lives right here in town.
Is it Nina or Nina?
It is Nina.
Okay.
And I know that because I had an Aunt Nina, and so I made that immediate association. Mm-hmm. And she's listening here, and she says she has all of her relatives listening down in Cold Spring.
Where's that?
Well, it's just south of St. Cloud, and they have a wonder. It's in the Ricori School District, which stands for Richmond, Cold Spring, and Rockford.
Okay.
And there's one of our association members, Chris Lam, is the brewmaster there at...
Oh, yeah.
I want to say, am I right, Third Street Brewery? No, that's a different one.
That's not it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's that one that we didn't like, Third Street.
Oh, yeah. What was that beer we were drinking?
It wasn't worth remembering.
Oh, it was vile.
Third Street... something or other.
Yes, we do talk about beer here because Minnesota Homebrew is a double entendre. And we'll get the name of that brewery here. Yeah. It's just jiggling around in my head here. So, John, what do you have on your mind today?
I'm tired. I want to go have a Guinness after the show and hit the hay at about 10 o'clock. That's all I have on my mind.
Okay. Well, that sounds like that might be doable. Third Street Brewhouse.
Okay.
So that other one we had was something else.
Yeah.
Because
it
was made out of state or something, and it was awful.
Was it Third Shift?
Might have been, yeah.
I don't remember. I can see the label in my head, but I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to hear tonight? Kicking off hour two.
How about some Old Vern? No, not really.
Could do an Old Vern song.
Nah, that's fine.
Although I don't have my favorite, which is that one that you pointed out we played a couple weeks ago about the galaxy.
I have the CD with me.
Okay. Otherwise, we have Waiting, Say It Again, and The Curse in our playlist.
I don't like those songs.
Okay. Well, we'll do that other one.
Let's play the Erickson's.
Okay. Well, here's one by the Erickson sisters, Bethany and Jennifer, titled 6 Feet Underground from their CD The Wild, and our phone's ringing. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Underground.
Well, I don't know if I should cover myself there or just let them think that that chatter they may have heard in the background was part of the Erickson song.
But it probably sounded neat.
Yeah, I forgot to turn my mic off. I'm sorry, folks. But no matter how hard I try, I still have some goofs. But I'm only human. And I've certainly proved that through the years with all the ridiculous mistakes I've made.
And I'm here to catch that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah, he usually does. So you're listening to the second hour of Minnesota Homebrew, where we let our hair down and John and I talk about music and beer and events. Coming up next Thursday, John may be performing at the gazebo in Floyd B. Olson Park. We start at 6 p.m. with John and Tanya Kimball. Ben Kasharik will be joining us. Ben is the former employee of Pioneer 90.1 and now the associate pastor at Epiphany Station here in Thief River Falls, the fastest growing church in town. And he's got some musical surprises for us next week. And I'm going to be backing up the Kimballs on bass. I don't know if I'll be doing any songs. We have to get done by dark.
You got to do a couple.
I could.
Is Dallas coming up too?
The man to whom John refers is Dallas King from the Oakley area, and we saw him just the other night at open mic there. That's always a hoot there, isn't it?
I love it.
In spite of what my wife says, they have great pizza.
They do.
Yeah, and the service. We get there, and Norm, the manager, brings out the big pitcher of peanuts mm-hmm. and an empty pitcher for the shells. Two baskets of popcorn, and takes our beer orders, and gee, 3 hours later, we're really cooking there.
Yeah, don't want to leave.
No, it's a great place. So anyway, that's next Thursday at the gazebo, starts at 6 o'clock, and are you finally going to do your first solo performance?
I was going to. I'm planning on
okay,
it, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, and like I told you, it doesn't have to be original music. You can do a cover. If you could even play Sweet Home Alabama, if you wanted.
No, I won't play that one.
Or
I've never been to Alabama.
Heart of Gold or something like that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, sure is. Say, we have lots of good songs by this next gentleman. This is off of a CD recorded titled So We Jump, and his name is Lonnie Knight, former member of MAS, and that's the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Folks, if you want to learn how to join that wonderful organization, mnsongwriters.org. Here's Lonnie with Homecoming on MHB.
Fast as I could, you know. They said you lost your mind, you know. They said for all your vision you'd gone blind. Now I see you tear the wrinkles from your forehead and lay them on the bed. And I guess I know what you mean, but I can't remember what you said. Broken old guitar you had, you laid it in my hands and said, go and play it for the children and play it till you're dead. But you know they never listened to your songs, and it's been so goddamn long. It's getting hard to swallow that we could have been so wrong. So we sit down to the table with our fingers in the gravy, and I wonder what it was that came and made us both so crazy. And this winter wind that gave me wings to roam has froze you to the bone. Can't you raise your weary head one more time and tell me, welcome home.
Working till I drop 10 hours in a day, and I don't think it's gonna change. Don't lag it a bit, and I really wanna quit, but too many damn bills to pay. Life is too short and there's gotta be more than the corporate violent chain. My butt is kicked, I better get through the week, and I really, really need a break. The man's not looking after my welfare, so I gotta look out for my own. I don't have much to show for years of loyal service and the days that are come and gone. So I got up this morning and I'm making a call. Can't stand to throw it away. Looks like a sunny day, yeah. Well, there may be some who would call it cheating, but I definitely don't agree. It doesn't make any sense sitting there at your desk just praying for the lottery. This life is too short, gonna live a lot more before my retirement day. I deserve it and my mental health is well worth it, so I'm looking out for my peace of mind, so I gotta take care of myself. I'm gonna seize the day and I'll do it again, and at the fireman's just as well. Called in this morning, had to bite my tongue, cause I really felt the urge to say, look like a sunny day.
John Lyle and Leslie McKee. We seem to have a buzz there, John.
I hear that. Where's that coming from?
It's not that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to switch over to this other microphone. That's odd.
Huh.
I don't think I bumped anything.
No. Well, all right, we're going to switch microphones here. That's mic number 2. I'm on 3.
Yeah, and I'm on
there you go.
2 there. Do I got enough volume? No, not much. No,
a little more. That should be good.
Yeah, it's John Lyle and Leslie McKee. Leslie will be part of the State Fair venue for the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and that's on Saturday, August 31st. Starts at 9, ends at noon. Leslie McKee will be playing there. Larry Cease, Tony Wentersdorf, Wayne Hamilton.
Should we go?
And a couple more. Well, I was going to sign up for it, but I opted instead to go to our association picnic the Wednesday before because I've never been to one. And I guess they're kind of fun. You bring your guitar and rock out.
Where's that at?
Well, it's in East St. Paul. I can't give the actual address over the air, but it's...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
So we're talking about music and songwriting tonight. John, you write music.
I try.
Do you, like most writers, write the lyrics first and then put the music to it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
I heard a figure like 80-plus percent of people do it that way. I'm the opposite.
You write music and then you put words to it?
Yeah.
Oh.
But of course, as I'm conceptualizing the song on guitar and with the melody, something comes to me right away. The idea does.
Mm-hmm.
I never struggle over what the theme of the song is going to be. What the struggle is finishing it and not making the classic mistake that a lot of songwriters make in telling the whole story in the first verse and chorus, because then you got nothing left. And then it's like, now what do I say?
Yeah.
So, and I'm guilty of that too. So I, what you need to do is compartmentalize the idea and tell it in different phases.
A beginning, middle, and end.
Correct, yes. And we are going to play an old Vern song here pretty soon, but right for now, we have a tune. Wait, was there something else you wanted to talk about?
I just
want to point out that vile beer we were talking about was not one of Chris's. It was some beer company from Nebraska or something. Chris makes brews down there at the Third Street Brewery, I believe, in Cold Spring. And I'm going to take a tour of that place. You want to go with sometime?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we'll swing over to the local blend in Cold Spring where Nathan Ness performs regularly.
Okay.
Here's a song by a guy named Sean Daniel. We'll tell you a little about him after the song, but this is titled In Summer, When We Were Friends.
Free.
When we were free, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's free. I need my glasses on. I'm sorry.
All right.
A coffee laughs at us every morning. We always laugh at the choices we've made and ask ourselves, how did it get so early? We're boring enormous. Will they inform us that up close we still look afraid? Boring enormous. It isn't for us to say. Longer in a hurry to get anywhere. Still don't care for your destination. No longer lead, you just let things happen. Boring enormous. Will you inform us just when and where you might run? Boring enormous. I'm ignore us, 'cause up close we're still far away. Boring, enormous, please just ignore us, 'cause up close we look far away. Boring, enormous, it isn't for us to say.
Well, I thought that was going to be Sean Daniel, but the way our cue is set up here is if there's something wrong with a song, there's like a glitch in the song, it'll skip it and go to the next one. That was Paul Westerberg, Boring Enormous.
Where's he from?
Well, he's best known for being the former lead singer, guitarist, and songwriter in The Replacements.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah, from the 80s. Launched a solo career.
Aren't they getting back together?
Well, it's been 20-some years, I suppose, almost 30-some. It's probably probably time to.
I think I heard they're reuniting.
Well, there you go. I don't think he was the only noted musician in that band either. I think there's somebody else that was doing some...
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about them.
So tell me about this next song we're going to do. It's off your latest EP.
This is on our first album, which was called Here on Purpose, and it's also on our EP, which... was sort of a compilation.
So you just threw the same song on the second CD?
I threw the best four from the first album on here.
Okay.
And then four that were going to be on our second album.
I mean, weren't they at least digitally remastered? Or?
Yeah, they were remastered and remixed. Okay.
And you like this mix better than...
Much better, yes.
Okay. And what's the name of the song?
It's called The Curse.
Oh, and it's about?
It's about my divorce I went through.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But... I wrapped it up really neatly in like 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Well, I look forward to hearing this. The Curse by Old Vern. 3 minutes and 40 seconds, you think?
Something like that. Okay. 350-ish.
Country living's lost its charm. Think I'm gonna leave the farm. If it's all the same to you, growing tired of this tug of war. Say about you, oh, you, the curse you brought upon this
Well, that was The Curse by Old Vern. Nice job. You know, John, a lot of people's speaking voice doesn't sound like their singing voice, and you're one of those people.
Yeah.
I just would have never guessed. Your singing voice is higher, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just came out that way. I didn't do it on purpose or anything.
Yeah. I am holding my 1994 Takamine Santa Fe, and it has a propensity of going a little flat on that first string. No, it's okay.
Are you going to play a song now?
Yeah, nice song, by the way. Really.
Oh, thank you.
You started your concert out in Grand Forks with that song when your amplifier did what?
Blew up.
Oh, God, that's tough. You're just starting a concert. You've got...
Yeah, I mean, we hadn't played. We almost died in a van accident, and then hadn't played in like, what, 6-7 months.
Yeah, and they're sitting there in front of dozens of mildly excited fans.
Yeah.
And
a couple of them were really excited, even. And then, yeah. Oh, well.
I like to write songs.
Que sera, sera.
I like to write songs about friends. As you know, I have Andy Met a Girl, and I have my friend Jack, simply titled Jack.
You have one about me? Oh, wait.
Not yet. Oh. Or Dale.
Who's Dale?
Well, I have seven really good friends in the world, or five or something. And Dale's down in the Twin Cities. He's a classmate, and we email every day. Here's one about my friend.
Oh, him. Yeah, you've talked
about him. Here's one about my friend Bruce. Dale's going to be the toughest because he's a very laid-back guy.
Do you need this other mic, or are you good?
No, I'm good. Okay. This is from my friend Bruce Bjork, who I've played many bands with. We played in a group called Spunk, and then we played in a little two-piece duo. I think we called it Fruit Salad, and then we played in a three-piece group called Stagecoach, and we played in a club band. We didn't have a name, actually. Another club band, I think we were called Dresser Junction there, and then we went on and we played in different incarnations of groups and under different names, and I didn't even know what the names were half the time.
If you were to start a band now, what would you call it?
Well, I think I like the name I shot at you after reading that old baseball encyclopedia.
Yeah.
It was a ball player back in the like 1880s, and his name his name on the field was Still Bill Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that.
Yeah. I still like the other one better, but that's also good.
What's that one?
Nothing But Pirates.
That's a great name too, yes.
Yeah.
My friend Bruce, like myself, is very opinionated, so I wrote this song about the things he doesn't like. Bruce hates Republicans, Cindy Brucato, and when musicians try performing blotto, and he really despises poverty. He even shares the fault, but even more than that, Bruce, he hates seasoned salt. Bruce hates when people use last names as first. Nolan and Cooper, Murphy's the worst. And when he hears about a hate crime, he says it's time to halt. But even more than that, Bruce, he hates seasoned salt. Bruce can't stand Lobos, sappy songs of love, talk of Southern culture, or lack thereof. And he has no time for intolerance. He's fair to a fault. But even more than that, Bruce, he hates seasoned salt. And he hates stupidity. He
heat and humidity, stomach acidity, payments of any kind, swears that he'll never, ever buy bottled water. Bruce loves Chipotle Grill, gazing at the stars. Sudoku puzzles and vintage guitars. And in all things Eric Cartman, his mind is like a vault. But in spite of all he loves, Bruce, he hates seasoned salt. Bruce, he hates seasoned salt. Bruce, he hates seasoned salt. He hates it when he goes to a restaurant and they put it on the steak and they put it on the potato and they put it on the vegetables.
Bruce sounds like a cool cat.
He's the liberal's liberal.
My kind of guy.
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Raised his kids that way.
Yeah.
His mother's that way. His grandfather was a state senator from Montana, from Plentywood, Montana. So that democratic liberal vein runs through that Bjork family.
Does he have any daughters or granddaughters my age?
He does. They're older, but they are very married, and
of
that
course.
Will never change.
Of course.
Yeah. Just like Bruce and his wife, Julie, have been married for 41 years now, I believe. And I was at the wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah. What? So I hope you enjoyed Seasoned Salt in the Key of A.
That was good.
Oh, there's the monkey, John. Did you let him in?
I left the door open a crack, yeah.
That cheap Chinese-made stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, he's still going, though, after 40 years. That sounds like a dog.
Now a dog got in.
Ike got old Rex when he was a pup. Kibbles and bits and a lot of love. And you know he paper trained real well. Well, he grew up to be a real fine dog. He'd jump on the couch, sleep like a log. He was good with people as far as I could tell. I met this lady, I thought she was a winner. I invited her over for dinner. And old Rex got an attitude. He'd make a low growl like he cornered a rabbit. I knew this wasn't one of his habits. I turned to my pretty little guest and said, "That's new. If I didn't know better, I'd say that my dog hates you." To make a long story short, we got together. Right off the bat, it was stormy weather. She insisted Rex be put on a chain out back. One day I begged her to let him in. We were gone all day and came back again. You wouldn't believe what we walked into. Her shoes and clothes were torn to shreds. Rexy left her a gift on the bed. She turned to me and said, "You know what you gotta do." About that time the lights came on. Old Rex been right all along. I said, "Honey, you're right. I know what I gotta do. Right now, my dog ain't the only one that hates you." Was it some kind of premonition? That dog was on a holy mission. Friend, be smart. You know what to do if you find yourself saying to her, "I think my dog hates you."
That's International
Falls.
That
really happened, you know.
Singer-songwriter.
Bill.
I think he's chasing the monkey out the door. Bill Pekarsky. Heck of a guitar player. If you go on YouTube, he's got a lot of videos on playing guitar licks.
It reminded me of like Red Green for some reason.
Loved Red Green.
Yeah. Or you remember Gino and the Beer Bellies?
No.
They had like one song back in the 90s. It was a parody of Any Man of Mine by Shania Twain. It was called Any Gal of Mine.
Oh, I know that Cletus T. Judd made a parody of that song.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, you know, they didn't used to be called Barnyard Bill and the Hayseed Hecklers, did they? Or
no, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Say, you know, I don't think the night would never be complete because I've done over 50 shows in a row here, either live and a few of them taped. And I will have to tape the show for next week because we'll be at the gazebo.
Yep.
But I've played a Bob Muscovitz song every single night because we play everything from Bob Dylan to
Bob Muscovitz.
And here's Bob's very nice tune called There in the Harbor on Minnesota Homebrew.
There in the harbor lay the ship beneath the water, on the bottom ever peaceful for our many sons and daughters. There in the harbor a memorial to many who have lost their lives in battle for the land of good and plenty. So many precious lives lost without a fight. Smoke on the water and a war to soon unite. There in the harbor are the ghosts of many people, there within the steel casket as the bells ring from the steeples. There in the harbor is the reason for the calling to the masses of America, preserving us from falling. So many precious lives lost because of war. Smoke on the water, in the sky, the land and more. So many soldiers who died to make a stand. So many families by the graves hand in hand. So many cemeteries, flags across the land, in honor to Americans who died for fellow man. There in the harbor is a true and lasting treasure, a memorial to soldiers, a silence you can't measure. There in the harbor are the memories of heroes and the thousand who would give their life for our liberty. So many precious lives lost because of war. There in the harbor you can see it from the shore. A memorial to soldiers lost at war. There in the harbor lay the ship beneath the water, on the bottom ever peaceful for our many sons and daughters. There in the harbor a memorial to many who have lost their lives in battle for the land of good and plenty. So many precious lives lost because of war. There in the harbor you can see it from the shore. A memorial to soldiers lost at war. So many precious lives lost because of war. There in the harbor you can see it from the shore. A memorial to soldiers lost at war.
Here's Cold Spring, Minnesota's Nate Ness again with The Fire on Minnesota Homebrew.
Start the fire again. We'll sing under the moonlight and have another drink. Sit until the sun shines. Tell me, what do you think about dancing with me? Failed to reach me cause the fire's burning strong. Honey, could you sit with me? We'll sing another song into the night. The lake rests calmly in my sight. And we could sit under the moonlight and take another drink. Sing until the sun shines. Honey, what do you think about dancing with me? The long days of December tear life right out of me. Sitting by the fire, I've escaped my misery. It's far behind. Your lovely laugh fills up my mind. So we will sit under the moonlight and take another drink. Sing until the sun shines. Honey, what do you think about laughing with me? Upon me, let the smoke fill up the air. Fade into a dream about the loving that we share and holding on. We'll let it burn until the dawn. And we will sit under the moonlight. We'll take just one more drink. Sing until the sun shines. Honey, what do you think about singing?
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Not on the right mic. In case you're wondering, we had a little buzz in mic one, so we had to switch to mic two, and that's why I wasn't coming through.
If Nate ever needs a lead player, I'd like to offer my
I think
services.
Nate's even playing at the weekend of Songs Festival in St. Joseph. I played there last year.
Oh.
Fun time. Yeah. And remember that song, Sunshine Go Away Today?
Yeah.
I don't feel much like dancing.
Jonathan Edwards.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to play a song by him.
All right.
But wait a second. He's not from Minnesota, is he?
I don't know. I think you told me once that he was.
Yeah. He was born in Aiken, Minnesota, and still performs down in that area, in the Twin Cities area. He even has done a performance with a good buddy of mine, Fizz Kaiser. So... here's Jonathan Edwards off a 2011 CD titled My Love Will Keep. This is the title song on Minnesota Homebrew.
Mm-hmm. baby, were you just about to kiss me? Or were you just about to leave? Well, come and sit down here beside me. Baby, take a moment just to breathe. Well, I could say that I was sorry, or I could tell you I was wrong. I just can't say forever, but hereafter from now on. I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring when the leaves turn green. Love you in the summer when the trees grow tall. Love you in the fall of the year when the leaves turn brown and they cover the ground down where the roots grow deep. My love will if we're not worried about our past. Now don't you worry about that question that you've been just about to ask. I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring when the leaves turn green. Love you in the summer when the trees grow tall. Love you in the fall of the year when the leaves turn brown, when they cover the ground down where the roots grow deep. My love, I love you in the winter when the roots grow deep. Love you in the spring when the leaves turn green. Love you in the summer when the trees grow tall. Love you in the fall of the year when the leaves turn brown, cover the ground down where the roots grow deep. My love will keep. My love will keep. My love will
pretty song, Jonathan
Edwards. I like that a lot.
Well, thanks,
And if he needs some lead playing to back him up, I would also play for him if he needs it.
Well, we've run out of time here for Minnesota Homebrew. I hope you enjoyed the two songs we played by Nate Ness tonight and the tune by Old Vern and
Bob.
Yeah, Bob. And I hope that you like the tunes that I pen. They're a little different, but I always was different. Never wanted to be ordinary.
Good.
Yeah.
And we love you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to head out after this and have some beer.
We deserve a beer. We had a good show tonight.
Oh, it's warm in the studio. Yes. Yeah. These machines put out a lot of heat. Back in about 1966, I heard this group play at the Deluxe Teen Club in Milltown, Wisconsin. And all I remember about them was that they had a really tall drummer. And I thought we'd end the night with a classic Twin City group called the Corvettes. Here's a song called You Don't Want Me. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back next Thursday with a taped version of Minnesota Homebrew. Good night.